Today's Perek in Tanach is Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph. So we ended Shmuel with David HaMelech in a state in which there was no clear indication of where the Malchut would be going. We know that the ones that were in line for the original Yerusha had basically been removed from the scene. And so what was left in terms of the next in line age-wise was Adoniyahu. David HaMelech never took any action to indicate what would be the future. But what we did see in the closing of the book of Shmuel was a complete change of direction on the part of David and in the part of the narrative of the Sefers, that the narrative changes from a politically oriented narrative to one that is based on entirely elements of Ruach, where it is that the world is supposed to be going in Malchus Yisrael, and ends with the beginnings of the Beit HaMikdash itself. The question is, how does that change translate into the political scene as it's time to give over the Malchut into the next generation? And so we have two descriptions of this, one of which occurs in Malachim, the other one occurs in Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim, whose main purpose is the description of the nature of Malchus leading to Geulas Yisrael, doesn't even bother mentioning all of the events of this parak. It's as if they weren't even kedai to mention. All that we see over there is a zikna of David, in which he responded, recognizing that he was a zarkain, coming to define who his heir would be, and went out and created the Malchut of Shlomo without all of this problem issue in between. The beginning, however, that we have over here in Melachim, Sefer Melachim is a description of the development, not of the Ruach of the Malchut, the continuing Ruach of the Malchut, but rather the actual story of the Sholshalta of the Malchut. And on that level, it was very fundamentally political, as we'll see. And what's more, we're brought back at the beginning of the book to a Melech David who took no actions ever. So this was a Melech David who, first of all, was completely dedicated to seeing to it that the Malchut would be a self-evolving and self-organizing entity, and therefore never acted, even when it was Alpi Nevi'ut, that he knew that something needed to take place. So even though he was Nimshach HaYidei Shmuel, he never acted in any way to make that Mashiach come about into a real Malchut. Even when Shaul was given over into his hands, he never acted. And here too, he never acted in order to achieve the other Nevi'us that was given to him. And that Nevi'us, of course, from Natan HaNavi, was that there should be a Shlomo. And there was a Shlomo that he would be an Ish of Menucha, he would be a Melech HaShalom Shalom, and the Beit HaMikdash, which is a binyan of Shalom, would be built specifically by that son. He did nothing to make that come about, remarkably. However, he did do one thing. One thing he did at the time that Shaul was presented to him. He cut the corners of Shaul's beged. And that one act, the only act that he did that in any way was meant to be an interference, because remember, the cutting of the beged was the original siman to Shaul, that the Malchut has been torn from him, when Shmuel turned, and that was the message to him, Kara Hashem et Mamlechut Yisrael. That was something that David did, which had in it elements that were chutzpah, that were an act against the Mashiach Hashem. And because of that, the first thing that we find in the transference of the Malchut was that it came back to haunt him. Ba'melach David zaken ba'bayamim v'yichasu ba'bigadim v'lo yichamlo. And so when David became old, he was covered with begadim, and the begadim would not warm him. And so Chazal tell us that since the beged had been cut by David at that moment, here the Gemara makes a general statement. But obviously the specific implications of the torn beged to David had very specific implications at the end of David's life. And there's another medrash that connects this to the closing psukim of Shmuel, which is that the malach, who was Eimed Yerushalayim, and Charbo Shlufa B'yado, that malach, so to speak, wiped his sword of blood on the begadim of David. And from that day on, David was absolutely chilled in terror from his own begadim because of that event. And so, of course, the two were interrelated, because as we saw, the count that was done at the end of the Malchus of David was an assertion of a secular Malchus that wasn't dedicated specifically to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the two are really interrelated. Acting politically is the creation of a political Malchus, and that's why the Mesira of the Malchus was indeed a political Mesira that takes place in this period. Vayomer lo avadav, yivakshu l'adoni ha-melech na'ara betula, v'yamedah lifnei ha-melech, utihilo sochenet. Now, this is such a strange idea, such an obviously out-of-place idea, in the sense that, first of all, we're very makbid on yichud, with even betulot. That was something that was achieved in David HaMelech's own family, with the story of Amnon v'Tamar. It was Tamar who had gone about, and was befarsem how dangerous it is to be mityached with the betulah, even in the mishpachat hamlucha. So to come along now with the idea, as the Gemara tells us, there was no way that he could actually marry this Nara, whoever she would be, because he was already over, he was up to his full allotment of Yudchet Nashim Bilakshot. So what would be the Eitzah? To divorce one of them. Says the Gemara, take a look how problematic it is to recommend divorce. That Chazal were, the Beis Din at the time, were noted to be matir to David, to be with this Betulah, Nara Betulah, rather than to allow him to divorce one of his wives, to actually take this woman as a wife. But there's something that's more strange about it, and that is that, of course, the most problematic issue in David HaMelech's being able to give over the Meluva was the fact that people did not trust him, was the fact that everybody said, Matai Yamut Vavad Shmo. Why is it that the very thing that was his chet, which was a sexual chet with Bathsheba, which was the very reason that Shlomo was rejected? The Medrash says this. The Klal Yisrael said, what, you think that the fruit of sin, that's going to be the king? That you can have now the chutzpah to maintain your relationship with this woman, have now a child, and that child should be the child that will build the Beit HaMikdash to take over the Malchut. And Lomais, of course, it was Al Pia Neviyut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds the words, Ben Yulad Lecha. Well, obviously, if it's a son, it's Yulad Lo. So says the Medrash, that's to teach you that it was a Neviyus, that is the simen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel, that Oven. It's the very thing that people did not accept. So for them to come up with an Eitzah, that he should take now Avishaga Shunamit, which is going to make everybody, even again, even those who were willing to tolerate his behavior after he did teshuva with Bathsheba, to take a look at David as being someone who is so cheap as to be mechumam with a woman, because he can't be mechumam with begonim, seems outrageous. But it's clear for the rest of the parak that the presence of Avishag interrelates with Bathsheba, because both are brought into the same room at the time of the giving over of the Malchut, so that if anything, it's clear that they had specifically in mind the issue of Avishag HaShunamit. And it was bringing out the issues that David HaMelech had to deal with as Melech. As we've spoken about, it's clear from the original story of the interrelationship of Boaz and Ruth that something like Avishag HaShunamit is necessary in the actual formation of the Malchut, and that the nisoyon that was given to him was a nisoyon that was specifically sexual in nature, because it's the aspect of malchut that it needs to be so impersonal and so much the result of relationships that in the end it needs to be defined in a way that all ra is removed from sexuality. Otherwise, it's not possible to have a malchut, since all relationships are fundamentally sexual relationships. That's where they have to come from. And as long as there's any ra that's associated with sexuality, there's ra associated with the malchut. So this is not a small issue. This is the central achievement of David, is the achievement of Avishag HaShunamit. It's the ultimate tikkun of the chet of Bathsheba, and therefore figures fundamentally in the giving over of the malchut as a shoshelet from David, a malchut that is not a political malchut, a malchut that's an actual malchut that has grown up from within Yisrael, and he needed to literally grab the bull by the horns and deal with the issue in the context of Avishag HaShunamit. So this is now a major continuation from the end of Shmuel in every way that you look at it. It's the one thing that is mavhir up until the moment of the knis of the Oray into the Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara tells us, it was David who had worried about the Oray. David who had been mal of the Oray. And up until the moment that the Oray was brought into the Beit HaMikdash, when David HaMelech said, Bimodia Barabim, that you were meichel mealoto avon, there was no hoda'a Barabim. It was only at that moment that the Pnei Oyvei David turned black, when they saw that the only time that the doors of the Beit HaMikdash would open was for the Knis of the Aron HaBrit, for the moment that Shlomo had said, Zechor Lechastei David. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to his tefillah, but only at that moment. So Memela, this is an issue that's really only going to be completed with the end of the story that we began with the buying of the Garn HaRavna, And yet, this is the first step and the first stage of that tikkun and the basis of Malchus Shlomo. So as you could see, every last aspect of it, the way in which there was some element of pushing, the way in which this was involved with Batsheva, it was the need to be Mamlech Shlomo, the last thing that David felt that he could push on the people. If anything needed to be spontaneous and self-organized, it would have to be that there was stimulus to get him involved in Hamlach HaShlomo. Be'etzem, he could not act until something forced that action. And it was the story of this parak that brings out who and what it was that allowed him to act on behalf of Shlomo. In the Rayanim, it simply describes the act as if it was always there, because in essence it was. And so vayivakshu nara yafa b'chol gvul Yisrael, vayimtzu et avishag ashunamit, vayaviu ota lamelech, they bring her into the melech, vanara yafa ad ma'od, she was extraordinarily beautiful. Vatila Melech Sochenet, she became now the Sochenet to the Melech, but he couldn't marry her. And therefore, Vatisharatehu Vamelech Lo Yida'a. So she served him indeed, but the Melech never knew her intimately. Vadoniyahu ben Chagit mitnasei lemor ani emloch. Now continuing the story of the Bonim of David, after the first and the second. Second took himself out of the picture. The third was removed from the picture by the merit. Now comes the fourth son of David, and he believes that he is the one to be Molech. And he now makes himself the, not a merit, but the basis of people looking at him as the reasonable next in line, expecting that that would be the course of nature. And he too, the king, had never ever stepped in to tell him, you're acting improperly. And we saw earlier that the reason that David was paralyzed in that is because all of his children were sinning in the same way he had sinned. So how could he possibly tell them after he was now being punished in his children? And that was the gezerah, the arba'atayim, that he had been machtiv on himself. He needed essentially to remain passive. In the presence of Ritzui Oncho, in a sense. What's he going to tell his children? Don't do as I do. So, Mamela, he too, his father had never been Mochiachim. Vegam hu tov toar ma'od. He too was very beautiful, just like Avshalom. It said before Avshalom, lo haya ish yafeh. And it was on both of them that their beauty misled them into believing that they would be suitable for the Malchut. Voto yalda achrei Avshalom. And, what? That's not true. We know that Avshalom was the son of Ma'acha, and Adoniyahu was Adoniyahu ben Chagit. So how in the world could you say Oto Yalda Achrei Avshalom? So the Medrash tells us that Oto Yalda, meaning the Yalda in the sense of to be Megadol, so that he was raised in the same way that Avshalom was raised. From here we see, says the Medrash, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Minayin Shetolin Kilkul B'Mekulkal, from this pasuk. That since Avshalom began the Kilkul, so we call him as if he was born Achrei Avshalom, to tell us that he too followed the path of the beauty of Avshalom and of the Tarbut Ra'ah of Avshalom. And so he set up basically an inner circle. And he knew that David was not particularly in favor. We had all the whole story of Avner. And we had the story of Amasa, of Shalom. But he figured these were the guys that he could now bring into his fold, because they would be sensitive to the fact that David didn't like them very much. And in the end, indeed, we're going to see that David is going to command that action be taken against Yoav. And Yoav understood that he was not going to be in favor of the next Melech. But Tzadok, HaKohen, and Vinayov, and Yehoyada, and Natan HaNavi, and Shimi, and Rei, Vagiborim HaShel David, that were mentioned at the end of Sefer Shmuel, Lo Hayu Im Adoniyahu. However, these, Eviatar, who had been sent away from the Kuna because he didn't get a response from the Urim V'Tumim. So he figured now, after Vayal Eviatar, after he was no longer suitable, so now Adoniyahu thought he would take him. So basically, he took those that David had rejected, and all those who were loyal to David did not follow Adoniyahu. Vayizbach Adoniyahu Tzon Ufakar Umri, Im Even HaZochelet Asher Eitzel Ein Rogel, Vayikrat Kol Achav Bnei HaMelech L'chol Anshei Yehuda Ve'Avdei HaMelech. And so he went, Adoniyahu, to Ein Rogel, which is not the place that you're supposed to make the melech. We know that the melech, as we're going to see soon, the way David creates the melech, there's a special place for Hamlachat Melucha, if we're doing Meshicha. He goes to another Ma'ayan, to the Evan HaZochelet, which is a stone that was used for competition. They used to fight each other to see who could move the stone, and that's what called Zochel. It would move, which group was stronger, which group could move. And he made this seem as if it was more of an innocent kind of party. He didn't announce his intentions. And he calls now the royal family to the Anshe Yehuda Abdei HaMelech, but not at Natan HaNavi, Vnayao, Vata Giborim, and very certainly not Shlomo, that Shlomo Achiv Lo Kara. Now, there's also a major difference in years between Adoniyahu and Shlomo. Shlomo was a child, and according to many, he was only 12 years old. Adoniyahu is over 40 at this time. So he certainly is Ro'i L'malchus. Vayomer Natan al Batsheva im Shlomo Leimor. Halo Shama'at, ki balach Adoniyahu ben Chagit, v'Adoneinu David lo yada. Have you not heard that essentially Adoniyahu is making himself king? It's only a matter of time. V'ata l'chi yatzech na'itzah, I want to give you an etzah matiyat nafshech, v'et nefesh b'nech Shlomo. You need to save yourself, and you need to save your son Shlomo. Now the truth is that Natan has a completely different order of priorities over here. He's coming to be Mekayim as the Neviyot. He was the one that gave over, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Natan to David to tell David to call the name of Shlomo Yedidya al Shem Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said earlier in the Nevi'ut that Ani Yelo La'avu Yeli Leben. There's this whole beautiful Nevi'ut, which is only Shaykh to Yedidya. There's no one else that it could be. So it was clear that Natan had to take. Now, what he could have done is simply walked in and said, I don't know what's going on, but there's a Nevi'ut that Shlomo is supposed to be the king, and what's going on? So now, first of all, we know, and the Gemara learns out from here, that the fact that there's a Nevi'ut that something is going to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. There's many, many things that can happen. Lots of things can go wrong between this step and taking Shlomo down to the Gichon and seeing to it that there's actually going to be a Melucha. So that means that, first of all, he apparently held that he had to act in ways that would assure the political giving over to Shlomo. No, if it's a bad thing, it bechlal doesn't have to be mekuyam. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm setting something aside, I'm not saying, he didn't say, this is what's going to be. So, okay, that means that this is what is intended, but you still have to make it happen, right? So if this is the Nevi'ah is to you, like was by Yaakov Avinu, you know, I'm going to take good care of you. And Yaakov says, well, that's all very nice at the time, that's what you feel, but, you know, Me'ashem Agorim Achet. It's a similar type of issue, not exactly the same. The din of the difference between bad and good is in terms of establishing the veracity of the Nevi'ut, not in terms of the Anhagas Hashem. It's a completely different halacha. That's why it's not Nogea Yaakov. He said, but if Hashem said something good, how could it not be good? It's not a Taina. You're the object of the Nevi'ut. But the other possibility, the other painful possibility, is that Natan didn't trust David. In other words, he had no clear indication that David's tshuva was a tshuva that ad kedei kach he could rely on, that he could tell him that this is what needs to be done. And even under the circumstances where he felt it was being meratzet oncho, that he would do it. And the truth is that his eitza to Batsheva never took. Because look what he says to Batsheva. L'chi uvoi al ha-melech David, you go in there and you speak to him. V'amarte lav. Hallo ata Adoni ha-melech nishbata la-amatcha le-mor, ki Shlomo v'nech yimloch acharai, v'hu yeshev al-kisi, umadu ha-melech Adoniyahu. Now, that's not what she said. He says to her, to make it a taina to David, did you not tell me and swear to me that your son Shlomo is going to be the king after me, and he will be sitting on my chair? And why is it that now Adoniyahu is king? So in other words, she's blaming him for not keeping his shvuah. She did not blame him for not keeping the shvuah, and she says, b'firush, as we'll see, and you didn't know. So here, in a way, Natan is exposing his chasha. He says, Adoneinu David lo yada. So why does he tell her to go in? Madua malach Adoniyahu. Why doesn't he tell her to say exactly what it was that she ends up saying? So as he feels that it's necessary to be Ma'orer David in all types of political fashions that are different. She, who does trust David, who does know David, only comes now to inform her. Hinei odach medaberet sham im ha-melech, and while you're still talking, v'ani avo acharayich u'mileiti et avarayich, I will come in and I'll fill in the detail. Now the Gemara in the Yerushalmi asks, this is basically a Lashon Hara. What is this all? Manipulation and planning, and they're trying to affect his das with things that as if. So the Gemara says, you see from here, mutar lomar Lashon Hara ba'alei machloket. And when it comes to Balei Machloket, where it's necessary to undo their damage with Lashon Hara,
But that's not considered to be part of the Yisur of Lashon Hara. In other words, the machloket, the destructive effect of machloket, is such that Lashon Hara is constructive in that context. And it's not an agent of evil, it's an agent of good. Vatavo Batsheva al Melech Achadra, she comes into the inner chamber. V'amelech Zaken Ma'od. And the king, even though he wasn't Zaken Ma'od in his years, because he only lived for 70 years. But as Chazal tell us, there were 13 years in which David HaMelech became so ill that he would literally bleed over all of his bleed and pus. And this is what you assume, that he was Mekabel on himself, to be Mechaper on his chet with Batsheva. And here's Batsheva coming into that matzah, HaMelech Zaken Ma'od. She's really the source, in a sense. In other words, if he hadn't been Shalem, he would have looked at Batsheva as being the source of all of his tzoros and the breakdown of his malchut, the way Rachman Alitzan, Amnon looked at Tamar. And instead, he was completely loyal to her. And there she walks in at the time that Avishag HaShunamit Misharat Tamelach, a very strange picture, in which his real wife comes in, and he's got, I mean, imagine in modern terms, I mean, this is horrific, you know, I mean, his wife, his loyal wife is coming in, and here her husband has got this gorgeous blonde on his leg, you know. It's a very strange kind of picture, which clearly the Gemara makes to be the centerpiece of the Mesirat HaMalchut. Vatikot Batsheva vatishtachu lamelach, and so she bows down, and then goes straight down on her face. Vayomer HaMelach, Malach, what's your problem? Not very friendly. There's a personal connection that I have to this issue. You swore to me personally when Yeled died and Shlomo was born, and we knew that Shlomo was set aside to be the Ish Shalom. And you swore to me that you would see to it that that would happen. And now Adoniyahu has become king. And now you didn't know about this. He's called all of the political figures there. He's going out, bringing all kinds of korbanot. It's clear that this is an act of Hamradan, the Malkus of Shlomo. And now, even though you may think that everyone's given up on you, it's not true. Everyone looks to you for leadership. They need to know who it is that will be the one that will follow. Will this be a political malchut, or will this be a spiritual malchut? Will you succeed in turning the function of the malchut into an agency for the binyan beis hamikdash and geulas Yisrael, or will this end up being a political melech l'shofteinu, and to go out and do milchamteinu? And if you allow this to proceed without getting involved, and you maintain your passivity in face of this, when you die, you know what that means. It means that we, me and my son Shlomo, it's not merely that you didn't see to it that he should be king. It's that you're seeing to it that he will be destroyed. She's still speaking with the king. Natan HaNavi. Natan HaNavi has entered. Indeed is utilizing his own approach. So he's blaming him. You said something about this? You've accepted this? Now, obviously, he's got to get the message across that this is Keneged the Nevi'ahs. So look how he says it. Ki yarad hayom v'yizbach shor mri v'tzon l'rov v'yikra l'chol b'nei ha'melech v'l'tzarei ha'tzava v'l'aviatar ha'kohen. And they're sitting there. V'inam ochlim v'shotim l'fanav v'yomru yechi ha'melech adoniyahu v'li ani avdecha v'l'tzadok ha'kohen v'l'aviyov v'nei ha'yada v'l'shlomo avdecha lo kara. Now I'm telling you straight out that this has to do with me personally, and I'm acknowledging my personal involvement here, so that you shouldn't think that I'm being manipulative. Obviously, this has implications to me. It means he's going to kill me. I wasn't called, nor were all the people that were loyal to you, nor was Shlomo called. Is this indeed from you, and you simply forgot about letting me know? Now, obviously, had you let me know, you know that you would not have let me know, because it would have run against the Neviut. So they were saying it in the nicest possible way, while at the same time indicating to him that he would be chayav for such a thing taking place, is telling him, did you perhaps overlook a small detail? Obviously, the small detail is not the Hoda'ah itself, because that wouldn't have done anything. Vayan Amelech David Vayomer Kir'uli Levatsheva. Call Batsheva in. Vatavolif the Amelech Vatamotif the Amelech. Now, the Gemara sees in this Krali Levatsheva the most insane explanation, in which all of a sudden David HaMelech responds for something that must have been going on quite some time to Avishag, who in all along had asked him to marry her. So this is a very intimate situation, and he tells her, "You're Asura alive." Now she does not accept that David HaMelech is such a big tzaddik that you're Asura alive, and having noticed very clearly sitting on his lap that he certainly does not get an erection with her, she says to him, "You know what you're like? You're like the mafia guy who all night long, you know, goes around killing people and stealing, but in the daytime is a law-abiding citizen. So all of a sudden, you know, when it was nighttime and you had Batsheva, you know, so then you're the mafioso. But now in the daytime, meaning now you're so old you couldn't do anything anyway. So now all of a sudden you're very frum. Well, you're Asura, I can't. We understand why you won't. It's because you can't." So say Chazal that at this point, he says, "Now I'm going to give you a demonstration. Kir'uli Levatsheva." Of all crazy things, at this moment, in the middle of the discussion with Natan HaNavi, of being able to give over the Malchut, he now has to give a demonstration of his virility. So it says the Gemara, not a stama demonstration, 13 times in a row. He sleeps there with Batsheva, turning her into a soaking sponge, is the lashon of the Gemara, to indicate to her, "So now you see, it's me. It's completely up to me." This was now the final indication of complete shlita over Yetzer. Because it means that things that to a normal person are just part of his hormonal response, the David HaMelech was a response of Ratzon. So therefore, now you understand that the tikkun in Avishag is a complete tshuva when it comes to Batsheva. Batsheva is my true wife. This is the way I act with my true wife. With someone that my relationship, and it's obviously a sexual relationship with Avishag. I mean, they weren't saying take a beautiful girl to be a heating blanket. You could take a dog and be a heating blanket. So the whole point of taking her was because of the nature of the warmth that came from the relationship. Nonetheless, it did not ever affect him in a way that had anything to do with copulation. It's astounding. So it's exactly the situation that we find with Boaz and Ruth, in which Boaz madly tells Ruth to stay all night. Whoever says something like that, what do you mean stay all night? Telling me I'm not going to be sleeping, but stay all night. I like your company. I mean, everybody dreams of that, but they understand what's going to happen. So what it is that takes place over here is the hashlama of the malchut in the hands of David, and it's only this, it's an unbelievable gemara, that nobody takes seriously because it's so completely outrageously absurd that nobody thinks about it twice. But clearly the gemara is saying it is here where that's nogea. And the only way that it's possible to appoint shlomo, which is the result of Batsheva, is in the context of having once and for all put to rest the inyonim of the chet of Batsheva, and to be a melech who is a melech from the keach of pure relationship, which is the self-organizing aspect of malchut as it was meant to be. That's why, of course, this is what we need to be metakem, the cutting of the beged. The cutting of the beged still allowed some aspect of manipulation, an attempt to do something. And this could only happen when someone is completely free of ego and self in terms of relationship. Vayishava HaMelech vayomar, Chai Adonai asher padat nafshi mikol tzara, ki kasher nishbati lach ba'Adonai Elohei Yisrael emor, ki shelomo v'nech yimloch acharai, v'hu yeshev al kis'i tachtai, ki chen e'eseh hayom hazeh. And so the king who appeared so passive a moment ago, so at the end of his tether, an old man lying in bed, suddenly turns out to be a massive gibor, a youthful person who's capable of very, very clear thinking, absolutely perfect planning, knows exactly how to present the situation and what needs to be done in order to present it. And this is David in his glory at this moment. I mean, you mamish see how his entire behavior is clear, thought out, and never aggressive unless the situation forces his hand, which means that it's part of the way in which a melech would need to respond. So in coming now, and this could be the deeper reason that Natan does this, he understands that David can't act unless there's something that demands that action of him. And so Memele, he's coming on the two levels, as Natan HaNavi with the Nevius, and as Batsheva with the Chashash about whether that Shvua can be Chal, And the fact of the Shvua was Natan who put everything together. He put the ingredients together. And he allowed this to take place. And once it took place, David HaMelech is, again, the Gibor that we knew from 50 years earlier. Vatikod bat sheva apayim eretz, vatishtachu l'amelech vatomer, yechi Adonai HaMelech David le'olam. So it should not be mistaken, chas v'shalom, that I want to see Shlomo on the throne. I'm worried about what will be. Vayomer HaMelech David ki rili l'tzadok ha-kohen, ul'ratan ha-navil, v'nayo v'nayo yada. You get a sense here of immediacy, and just, he's got it all worked out. He calls now these three advisors, vayavo lifnei HaMelech. Vayomer HaMelech lem kechui machem et abdei Adonaychem, v'irkavtem et Shlomo v'ni ala pirda asher li, v'oratem oto gichon. What I want you to do immediately is take all of the loyal avadim, take my son Shlomo, put him on my personal pirda, which is osir for a hedyot, to use an animal of the king, to indicate that I am giving over the malchut to him, and bring him to the shiloach. And we know that you need a mayan as a siman of him, hamshechiyut, to the malchut, but you also have a yichud of the gichon for the keach of the malucha. Umashach oto sham tzadok ha-kohen v'natan ha-navi l'melech ha-yisrael utkaatem ba-shofar v'amartem yechi ha-melech Shlomo. I want you to do the Mashiach there, al pi navi, with the Kohen Gadol, and blow on a shofar, even though there's no din of Mashiach, as the Gemara says on a melech ben melech. The din of Mashiach with Shem and HaMishka, it's also to be Moshiach. That's only, you do that only at the beginning of a Malchus. There's no other Mashiach that's done. But since, says the Gemara over here, there was a Machloket, that Machloket was the equivalent of a new Mashiach. And indeed, in Divrei HaYomim, without mentioning the problem, it brings the Mashiach of Shlomo twice. So clearly once was like Shaul, where there was doubts about his Malchut, and then a reaffirmation. So I want you to cry out, Yechi HaMelech Shlomo, and that will establish Valita Machrav, Ubavi Yashav Al Kisi, V'uim Lov Tachtai. I want you to follow him as Avodim to a Melech and have him sit on the throne. V'oto Tziviti Leot Nagid Al Yisrael Val Yehuda. I have commanded him to be the one who will be the Nagid. He will be the king over Yisrael and Yehuda. V'yan Ben Ayov and Yoyadat HaMelech V'yomer Amen. Amen, we learn out from over here, means not only halavai it should be, but a Kabbalah, that this is the way it's going to be, and a commitment that it's amanah, that we are in this with you 100%. We learn out from Vinayo ben Yehoyada. Kein yomar Adonai Elohei Adonai HaMelech. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed be one with you on this. And here is where the Medrash asks, what do you mean, may he? He already was. Was it not in the Viyut that said, in Eve no ladlach, Hu yeh ish menucha, ki Shlomo yeh Shlomo. And now we're saying, may God be with you. Of course God would be with you. Ela, this is the thing, harbe kategorin yamdu mikan v'ad gichon. So in order to see the haftacha actually take place, says the Medrash, mikan she'ein haftacha la tzadikim v'olam hazeh. You cannot rely on a personal haftacha, even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'olam hazeh. You need to take whatever action is necessary to allow it to happen. Kasher haya Adonai im Adonai HaMelech, ken yiyeh im Shlomo, v'gadel et kiso mikisei Adonai HaMelech David. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with you, may he be with your son, and may his kise be even greater than yours, from where we learn that a person is not mitkaneh, we've known, but where there's also an approach in Chazal, that it's improper to say may he be greater, because it's as if you're being mamayat, the current kise. So therefore, say Chazal, what it could mean is mi kise, drawing. He says, you see the same thing. Mi nashim ba'ohel tevorach. What he's saying, that she's saying that Yael is greater than the imais. Does that make sense? It must mean that she's yonekes from the keach of the imais. See here too. May your child take these madregas that you have attained and indeed bring them to bear on Malchus Yisrael. Vayeret tzadok ha-kohen v'natan ha-navi uvnayo v'nyoyada and the kreti and the pleti, which is the, we know, all of the different approaches, the special groups of sharpshooters, or the Urim Vitumim. And they went down, Vayarkivu et Shlomo al Pridat HaMelech David, to show that he's no longer a hedyot. Vayolichu oto al Gichon, Vayikach Tzadok HaKohen et Keren HaShemen min HaOhel. He took specifically the Keren from the Shemen HaMishcha, took it from the oil where the Orein was. At this point, there wasn't yet an Omoyed. But the Orein was there together with the Shemen HaMishcha, which had been placed in front of the Orein HaBrit. Took the Keren, and as we know, Chana was Meramezet, that only Ramah Karni Vashem, wherever there was a Mishicha from anything but a Keren, like Pach, by Shaul, or by Yehu, we had the same. We had the same problem that lo nimshko malchutan because they used a pach for the malchut, and so they took specifically the keren from the oil in front of the oron habrit. Vayimshachet Shlomo, vayitku bashofar, vayamru kol ha'am yechi ha'melech Shlomo. Vayalu kol ha'am acharav, ve'am mechalalim b'chalalim usmechim simcha gedola v'tibaka ha'aretz b'kolam. And so all of them now. It's amazing because to say the Am Chalilim B'Chalilim, the Chalila is the weakest of sounds. So the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says in Erech, and they use the Chalil, Dafka, as an ending, the Pesik, because it's such a beautiful piska, because it's so sweet. And they went out of their way in the Malchus of Shlomo that the Simcha that they had was indeed a Simcha of sweetness. Instead of being Tekeah, there was one Tekeah B'Shefa, as if to announce. But then the Simcha that they made was a simcha of the achievement of a malchus of beauty and of joy. Vatibakar, it's bekolam, which is one of the riyas that the Gemara brings, that the Nevi'im use Lashon Havai. Because obviously, but Chalilim, the earth did not exactly shake to their sounds, but there was a spiritual shaking and a tremendous simcha that actually shook the earth to the Yisrael. Meanwhile, Adonio and all of his little entourage over there had just finished eating, and he did not like the sound of the kol ha'shofar. Madua kol ha'kirya homa. Why is there the sound of an awful lot of tumult going back in town over there? Odenu medaber v'hinei Yonatan ben Aviatar ha'kohen ba. And he was the same Lashon that we are. He's still in the midst of speaking, and Yonatan shows up, the very Yonatan who had followed out, and the child of Aviatar now, to be the spy of what's going on. Vayomer, Adonineo, bo, ki ish chayalat avatov tovaser. I'm sure you must have good news. Vayan Yonatan, vayomer Adonineo, aval Adonineo, amelach Davidim lichet Shlomo. This seems to be a bit of a problem. Vayishlach ito amelach et Tzadok ha-kohen v'tnotan anavi, uvenayo v'niyo yada, v'akreti v'apleti, v'yakivu ato al pirdat ha-melech. It was a big mistake to think that David was past his time. Because here they're obviously in shock that this was accomplished within the space of minutes. And which and they thought, like, you know, it's a dumb game. Vayimshichu oto tzadok ha-kohen v'natan ha-navi l'melech b'gichon. Vayalu misham smechim v'teyom ha-kirya. The whole city is celebrating and partying. V'hu ha-kol asher shamatem. Not only that. He was actually put there by the king. Not only that, but everybody's coming into David and telling him, Yetev Elohim et Shem Shlomo Mishmecha, Vigadel et Kiso Mikisecha. May God make him great, greater than you. And the king bowed down in joy to hear this great news. Probably merames to what it was that he had done, al hamishkav, so that it should be clear that this was not a small issue that had been given over. The gamkacha amar hamelech, and the king responded, and he said, Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael, asher natan hayom yoshev al kisi ve'inai ro'ot. That did not play well down in Ein Rogel. Vayecherdu vayakumu kol hakruim asher la'adonio, and Adonio suddenly finds himself. I mean, which shows again, I mean, the shallowness of the events. I mean, the way in which Adonio had assumed and had made a few political moves which David could undo in an instant and had simply chosen not to do. Vayochu ish ledarko, they all simply melt away. Adonio yareni p'nei Shlomo. And that put the fear of the Lord in him. And he grows and grabs the Mizbeach, that he should be saved by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is polite. And he's gone all the way. And here, our young Shlomo shows himself as he hasn't said a word until now. Right? I mean, he hasn't made any steps exactly like David. He has not created an entourage. That's clear from what Bathsheba says. It's just me and him. There's nobody. Nobody's ever discussed this. Nobody's ever put in any kind of planning for taking over the Malchus. And here, suddenly, within the space of minutes, literally, Shlomo is recognized as king and becomes king. Vayomer Shlomo, imi yelo ben chayim, lo yipol misarato arza. If he'll be a mensch and he'll serve me properly, he won't lose a hair on his head. V'imra'ati matzebo v'meit. I make no promises. If he's found to be lacking in some way, he will indeed die. V'yishlach ha'melech Shlomo v'yiridu me'alach. Take him off of that mizbeah. V'yavo v'yishtachu la'melech. It's a beautiful story. And so Adoniyahu comes. What a turnabout. Bows down to la'melech Shlomo. V'yomelo Shlomo, can I go home? Leich levet techa. Just go home, will you? And so the first marvelous assertion of Shlomo in the context of David's assertiveness comes here to its glorious conclusion. First is the response, when they first heard Yonatan's response to Adoniyahu with the word aval. And Barnea points out that aval is separated with the trop from the rest of the posik, which implies that the word aval is meant to stand on its own. As we've pointed out many times, aval is a lashon in the Gemara of absolute truth relating to the concept of avelut, which a person recognizes that something is unchangeable. So that this may also be an indication of why it is that the entire tzibur suddenly disappeared. It was a massive impact on what had happened. The shock of the sudden coming to life of what they thought was now a dormant David made them face reality in such a way that there was nothing left to the rebellion of Adoniyahu. The mokum of the Mishicha, you'll notice, changes the lotion of El to the Gichon, Al HaGichon, Ba Gichon, and there may be some indication over here about the physical structures of the Gichon, as Reb David can point out to us.
So in recent years, the archaeological excavation that Ir David uncovered this area, hidden from view, but the bedrock right above the Gichon, with exposing a hole, what did you call it, Barnea? A shaft, right above the Gichon.
Man-made,
exactly, that goes down to the water source itself, with a platform above that one could, you know, theoretically stand on or make your way with, on a donkey, not easily walked on, but a donkey could do it. And we tour guides who go there like to point out that this may very well be the spot where Shlomo Melech was
Al-Hagichon,
right? David Melech said El, but the Pasuk says here it was Al-Gichon.